Gotta be quiet. Mama working.
Hello.
Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. My name is Sarita. You may know me as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first voice you heard that was deeper than my own is the voice of the executive producer of the podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's up, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brothers and sisters in Christ. We are actually brother and sister in real life.
Yeah. Grew up with each other, lived in the same house, shared the same bathroom. Yeah, we know each other for real. So it's always a pleasure. And really, it is an honor that we get the opportunity to meet up every week on Zoom. And you guys get to listen in to some of the conversations that we have. I will admit that the conversations that we have on this podcast have definitely been edited, not from like somebody goes back and edits them, but we do try to choose our words carefully because we are brother and sister. We can get a little reckless. So thanks for coming along on the ride with us. I do have a new statement I want to make at the beginning of the podcast. I think it's really important. Number one, ignore my cat in the background. His name is Fitz. He's hungry. I forgot to open a can of food before I started. So I might do that. You won't ever know that I've stepped off to do that. But the new thing that I wanted to share with you guys is that I really need for you guys to be intentional about listening to the podcast on Spotify or iTunes. There are both platforms that give you the opportunity to rate the podcast, and we want to know what you think. The more that you rate the podcast, the easier it will be for others to find. We do enjoy talking with you on our social media platforms. That's always appreciated, but I also would like you to take the time out to rate the podcast either on Spotify or iTunes. Very much appreciated. Okay, brother. Now that I've given that spiel.
And give us 5 stars, but whatever you rate us, just rate us with your honest opinions, and you know, we'll let God do the rest.
So, brother, let me get back on script and back on program. How has your week been? You can hear my cat's week apparently has been atrocious because he didn't get his, it's not like he's starving, but anyway, how's your week been?
I'm going to say it's been isolated, but it has also been a little, what am I trying to say? Anxious? There's been a little bit of anxiousness. But most importantly, there's passion. So those three things. So isolated, there's been a little bit of anxiety, and there has been passion in the sense that I'm like really refocusing and trying to be passionate, more passionate about my gifts that God has given me. Whether it's, you know, coming to this mic every week with you, you know, being in the podcast space is something that I think was a bit of a huge blessing. I think that some people can find it as an oversaturation because there are so many podcasts now. Like, we don't really have time in the day to listen to all the podcasts we like to listen to, but that further proves my point about
there unless being you work from home like me and are always looking for something to listen to.
But there's always a need somewhere for your voice because there's somebody who is looking for you. And is looking for that light, and is looking for that. So I'm just refocusing on the things that God has given me to find my passions and not allow the feelings of isolation that I can get sometimes just from being here and working in my gifts If you're new to this podcast, you may not know, I work from home. My job is really God told me to go and use my gifts. And the gifts that I have are not gifts that are currently paying me back. They are gifts that, you know, whether it's podcasting or whatever, that we're building a fan base, we're building other things, which is why I appreciate my sister for appealing to you guys to rate us and help us. That also allows us to be seen by other people, or way more people than what we're being seen by now, and reach more hearts and homes. So we appreciate that. And it is a very isolating thing, because that means if I'm not like working this 9 to 5, that would mean that my wife is working a 9 to 5 at this point. And therefore, I just be at the house, you know, or going out to different places to either work on music, work on podcasts with different people or whatever, right? And so, yeah, so fighting that isolation, or that feeling or need to feel justified by what the world standards would be, is one of those things that I think has been pretty difficult. But again, the passion is still refueled, because if God said it, it shall be so. So how are you?
You know, brother, I'm glad that you felt like you were could share that in a very public platform. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, you probably are wondering where he got those emotions and feelings that he described. We use an emotion and feeling wheel. It's right here on the screen so that we can look at it and kind of figure out to give a name to what we're feeling right in the moment. So thanks for sharing. I do appreciate it. You asked me how my week was. I can say this week has been a week of being content, a week of being more trusting. And I think it's been a week of, I want to say maybe fondness for me. It really is going to roll into the topic, the Bible study topic I want to talk about today. And I have been more receptive lately, I think, to what God is telling me, or what I feel like he's telling me, right? Because I don't want to lie on him, but just I think I've been more receptive to his voice lately. So this week has been a better week for me, and I will expound and explain as we go further and further into today's topic. So I'm going to go ahead, and it's at this point in the podcast that Bible Study Brother typically breaks out with the verse for the day. But you guys are blessed enough that I have the verse. You know why? Because it is my Bible study. Bible Study Brother and I sat down at the beginning of the year, and we talked about the fact that, you know, I think what you said about how your week is going and walking in purpose and doing what God has called you to do, it's really in alignment with what today's Bible study is for me. Like I said, Bible Study Brother and I sat down at the beginning of the year to talk about the Bible Study Girl podcast, and what does vision look like for the Bible Study Girl podcast in 2024? What are we doing that's wrong? What are we doing that's right? What's missing the mark? And Bible Study Brother brought up the fact that, well, hey, the name of the podcast is the Bible Study Girl podcast. We haven't been doing Bible studies. And if you are new to this podcast, the reason, I'm going to do a little bit of history. I am anticipating that there are new listeners every time. And even if you've been listening for a while, you may not have heard this story before. So the name Bible Study Girl came from, oh my gosh, let me think. It's 2024. So like 13 years ago, I felt led to start a Bible study. I sent out a mass email to pretty much all the women I knew to invite them to come have Bible study with me in my apartment. I found a book. It was a Beth Moore book. It's called For Such a Time as This. It's about the book of Esther. And I invited people to come to my apartment so we could study this together. Of course, I had reservations about it because I want to study the Bible, but I also wanted people to know, hey guys, I'm not like really a teacher, but I want us to be like learning together. And I feel a need for this. So I'm inviting you to go on this journey with me, right? So the first Bible study in my house, we had, I don't know, we had a lot of women, but by the time we finished the study, we had, including myself, there were six of us that were consistently coming. And I think the study maybe was 12 weeks, maybe. So we finished the study. It was fantastic. It was life-changing for us all. I was like, hey, thank y'all for going on the ride with me. And everybody was like, okay, what's the next Bible study? Like, wait, I was not trying to start a movement. I just had a need, you know. I'm appreciative that y'all were willing to go on the journey with me.
But in my mind, how your day was? Are you still telling them? Like, I feel like you're giving the explanation of what we got going on today, and the backstory of the BSGs, which I do appreciate. But did you tell them how you was feeling? Did you skip over it? Okay.
No. I did. I said, as we go through the Bible study, I'm going to tell you more about how it's.
Okay. I wanted to
let you know my brother does not listen to me.
I do. But I was like, I was like, she's giving her hero origin story. And I was like, now, did she tell these people how she feeling? And I think you did your segue thing, but continue. Like, sorry.
I did. I told them that I'm content. I have like a fondness. Like what
that's
you
the
said,
quickest I think you done hopped in and out of it, though.
Again, because yeah. I'm going to talk about my week more.
Okay.
In my Bible
okay.
study.
Okay. Now I'm because I'm like, something just didn't feel right. And I was like, okay.
And also, because I still haven't gotten to the scripture yet, because I'm giving a little backstory. Okay. Long story, more longer. There's no short story on here. Okay. So back to Bible study girl history. Okay. So at this point, everybody is like, well, if we're going to continue to meet for Bible study, we need a name. We called ourselves the Bible study girls with an S on it, right? And that, in a nutshell, is how the Bible study girl name came to be, right? I had picked another name for my blog, registered it. Then when I Googled it, I saw that another person had the name that I previously picked. And then I was like, well, I am a Bible study girl, BSGs. So chose that. Long story, long. Okay, so back to Bible study brother saying we are missing the mark when it comes to this podcast because we haven't really been studying the Bible. So we made a commitment that each month we would have a Bible study episode. We alternate months and it is my turn and I'm a little bit behind. So today's Bible study, and bear with me, y'all. I gave you a disclaimer. When I met with those girls, I met with the intention of not being a teacher, but of us all learning together. And I think that is essentially what we did. We learned together. We asked questions. So this Bible study that we do on the podcast is very much in line with that. There's a scripture that we're going to discuss. It's going to be a discussion, though. I don't claim to be a keeper of all biblical knowledge. This is just how I study.
Keeper of all. Dog, you are imagery. This is hilarious.
I'm just saying, like, so this is a dialogue. This is not me, like, coming down from on high. This is a dialogue. This is how I study the Bible. This is what Bible study looks like with me. So come along for the ride. So today's scripture is found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. So that's more than one, even though I just said scripture is scriptures. Again, I told y'all. And it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, if you grew up in old school church and you had Bibles that you took to church, those scriptures are printed in red. And what do the red scriptures mean, brother?
Jesus said it.
Right. These are the words that Jesus said. And the crazy thing is, you have, we don't discuss beforehand what particular Bible study is going to be, right? We want it to be fresh for each other and fresh for you guys. But I feel like it was divinely orchestrated that this week's Bible study would be about rest. And there are different types of rest there, but they're all important and they all contribute to our well-being, our total well-being as a person. I think one of the things that for me, my mama was intent on raising a strong Black woman. Do you hear me?
Do you hear me?
And the model that I received growing up did not have a lot of rest, right? My mama worked three jobs. We were at church all the time. I very rarely remember seeing
Summers, you
mama.
had to do something
Right. So I
like.
very rarely remember seeing my mom at rest. So this is my model. We would rest in that. And even then, it wasn't like rest. Like we would go on vacation every summer. And I'm sure it wasn't completely total rest for mama because, you know, you're shuffling kids around. We're at the beach. You're cooking food. You're taking the stuff out to the beach, bringing it back. I mean, there were moments of rest, but seeing rest as a regular part of our lives is just not, that's not the model I received. And so I internalized what I saw my mama doing as that's the way it's to be done, right? And to sit still is to be lazy. And you know, you give God your all, even though there are scriptures, plenty of scriptures in the Bible that tell you to rest. It's not something I really had applied to my life. And the crazy thing is, Bible study brother and I were supposed to record this podcast earlier in the week. And I had to tell him, hey, not today. I need a couple of days. And do you know why I needed a couple of days? Because I needed some rest. And that is so opposite of who I am. As a matter of fact, I think it's been like a couple of weeks since we recorded because I took a week off of recording and I said, hey, I need rest. Now, is that a conclusion that I come to easily? Absolutely not. It fights against everything that is within me. But when I felt led to these scriptures about rest, I felt the Lord speaking to me directly. This is not the first time in my life that I felt led by God to incorporate rest on a regular basis, right? But that is one area that I really, really, really struggle to get the message. So,
Say what? Okay. Nothing, God, check me. I was gonna say, say it one more time and I almost choked on my spit.
That's what you get. My God don't play about me, do we?
He does
Okay.
not.
So when I, okay, so the first thing I did when I was drawn to this verse, I have started to look at the entire context of a scripture, right? Not just that one piece. So, like I said, this comes from Matthew chapter 11. I wanted to know what the rest of the chapter was about. And Matthew chapter 11 starts out with Jesus being out in the streets, teaching and preaching, doing what he was brought, well, part of, you know, the reason he was brought to earth to preach, to teach, to tell the good news, to let people know that there's salvation, there's freedom in him. So he goes out and he's actually visiting different cities that his disciples are from. Okay. While he's out preaching, John the Baptist, his cousin, is in prison and he hears about the miraculous signs and wonders that Jesus is doing, all the work that Jesus is doing. So John the Baptist has some of his own personal disciples send a message to Jesus with some questions that he need to be answered. So again, like I said, Jesus is out teaching, he's preaching. And wherever he goes, there are crowds. There are crowds of people that want to hear what he has to say because he's bringing a new word, like a new revelation of what they have understood scripture to be. So there's always a crowd. So John's people come up to Jesus. They're like, hey, these are the questions that John has. And you know what Jesus does? He answers the question that John, the questions that John has freely. He answers them in front of the crowd for John's disciples to be able to go back and tell him what Jesus said in response to his questions, right? And so Jesus has the crowd's attention. He continues to expound and expand on what it means. He kind of like talks about the Pharisees a little bit. And since he's got their attention, he has the crowd's attention, he really goes into a dialogue about who he is and what he came to do. And that gets us to the 28th through the 30th verses. I've got all of your attention. I've answered John's questions. And now I'm going to answer some questions y'all didn't even know you had. You know, when I look at, because if you don't know, John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin. John's job was to be the forerunner of Jesus. John's a little bit older than Jesus. So John was out preaching and telling the people that the Messiah is coming. He has now been in prison for doing what he was called to do, right? And so in a lot of ways, John is getting some rest because he can't be out doing he can't be out proclaiming, but he still uses this moment as a ministry moment, if you will.
Yeah.
And like I said, so Jesus, since Jesus has everybody's attention, he's like, hey y'all, I'm gonna give you, like I said, Jesus gives them answers to questions they didn't even know they had. And he breaks it down and he lets them know, if you unite with me, you're going to have true rest. Okay. Now, if you are a member of a Baptist church, I'm sure you've heard this verse before. It's been quoted about Jesus saying, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And if you come from like a real good Southern Baptist church with lots of country people, you know what a yoke is. If you don't, I'm going to explain it to you. So a yoke is actually wooden crossbars that they put on cattle. They do it in a pair. It's like team building.
This is news to me.
You didn't know what a yoke was?
Nope. I just thought it was an egg yolk, and I thought it was easy.
Are you being serious?
100%.
Oh, my gosh. This is why we have Bible study. So I guess you weren't paying attention in church that Sunday. So anyway.
I mean, I was, but I just.
And you're a country boy. So this is great. I'm glad. See, sometimes I feel like, should I even say that? But look at God breaking it down. So. A yoke is wooden crossbars that they put over two animals, right? Like two cows, two cattle, and they attach it to them so they can work together in tandem to like pull like a plow behind them. It's, you know, you want two animals. That's why they talked about being equally yoked. Because if you are, oh, this is blowing mind.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm like, that makes, I mean, I got the gist of what it meant, but the visual makes it so much more apropos, okay, if you will.
Right. So that's why, like, if I'm yoked with a cow that's weaker than me, I'm going to have to do more of the work on my side. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be working together to make it easier for us both to get the job done, but... And that's why you should be equally yoked. But that's a whole nother whole nother Bible study for a whole nother day.
That I honestly think we should get into. I have a quick question outside of this, because this is what this speaking of equally yoked. So it's not that much of a step to the side.
Okay.
So if you were to create a atmosphere for like understanding what relationships can be with God at the center of them, how would you do that with, because when you're like explaining stuff like equally yoked, like a lot of people I think can interpret that as, even with the illustration, that you have to be the same kind of strength.
You don't. So I'm glad you asked that question, and it really is falling right in line with the scripture and where the study is going. That's why I like Bible study with you, brother. So the scripture says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, right?
Right.
Jesus is telling the people, when you yoke up with me, that's when your life gets easier. If we are yoked up and aligned with Jesus, our life is easier because it's his yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you. Are we stronger than Jesus? No. So in that situation,
strong is overrated to me.
Correct. So in that situation, of course he's going to be doing more of the work, but y'all are still together. You know what I'm saying? So I think your question really aligns up perfectly with the whole point of what he's saying. You're making your life hard for no reason. Do you want true alignment? Do you want true rest? Well, if you want true rest, then you need to align with me. Take my yoke. Not the different things that you could be yoked up with. So I thought about that thing for real. Seriously. So what kind of, instead of yoking myself up with Jesus, what have I yoked myself to? Why do I find it so difficult to get rest? Okay. And like I told you earlier, he was talking to the crowds about, he answered John's question
right now.
What you say?
Said, no, he was talking to us right now. Woo! Lord,
okay, so he answered John's question. Then he's talking to the crowd, and he's like, like I said earlier, he's talking to the crowd, and he's like kind of talking to them about the Pharisees and how the Pharisees deal with things. And that's also why I like to read the full context, so I can get where a better understanding of where things are coming from. Because just like the people in the crowd, it is so easy to yoke myself to tradition, right? The Pharisees are all about traditions and rules. I've been yoking myself to tradition and what I've seen. And that's why I talked about the example of what I saw when I was growing up was work, 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 work. I wasn't yoking myself up with Jesus. I was yoking myself up with tradition. This is what I've seen. This is what looks right and regular.
One second. The organs got to come out for a second. Lord. These ain't the right organs. These ain't even country organs, but just the heavenly ordinance that is filling this place, Lord. All right. Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead.
My brother is so ignorant.
I ain't got to be, they going to be quiet. I ain't going to let a rock cry out for me.
No, but for real, what am I? I'm not taking his yoke. That's why I'm tired. You know, that's why quite often I feel like my life is like a little chaotic. That's why I have anxiety, because I'm yoking myself to something that is not going to hold its weight. It's going to make this situation a lot easier. I'm going to feel choked because I'm not really and truly yoked with Jesus. And that's why I don't have rest, right? And the good thing I love about our Lord and Savior is that he doesn't stop there. I talked to you about what happened at the beginning, the middle, all the way down through the end of chapter 11. So God gives us a very, it's an illustration, right? But the good thing I love about Jesus and these words in red is that the Bible itself as a whole is not a dead book. It is the living word of God. In the very next chapter, chapter 12, you get to see an example of how not yoking up with Jesus makes your life a little bit harder. So in the very next chapter, chapter 12, verse 1, this is right after Jesus has said, you know, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know who shows up? The Pharisees. They can't help but be who they are. And the disciples are out. Like I said, Jesus is out preaching and teaching. He's trying to seek those that are, well, he's seeking those that are lost. He's giving them the good news. He's telling them, you have another choice. You have another option. So here come the Pharisees with another challenge and another question. The disciples are out in the fields. It's the Sabbath, which we know is a day of rest, right? We're supposed to keep the Sabbath holy, sit down somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. But the disciples were out and they had picked some corn so they could eat it on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees were like, we're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. And Jesus has just told me, are you leaning on your own yokes, your own traditions, on your own thoughts? Are you leaning on me? The whole intent of remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy was so that you would be free from extra chores and like busyness. So you can remember that the Sabbath is a day of worship to God. It was not to say that you cannot pick corn to eat. You're not supposed to sit up and go hungry. Don't be crazy. Like, there's nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you get so yoked to traditions or whatever you're yoked to that you don't even have common sense, you know? And I find myself quite often in my life being yoked to things that don't serve me. And they don't serve the God that I serve. I allow myself to get yoked and trapped in traditions, in maybe even just what feels comfortable for me, because that's all I know. But at the end of the day, like I said, Jesus came to save.
He and
came
not to asking questions. Because what I was thinking about earlier when you were talking about mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think about this all the time. There are so many things, and I kind of want to be this kind of parent. But again, like I'm always going to ask God, like, what questions do I need to ask? And what I mean by that is, so you see your parents do all these different things, right? And prime example, and I've said this on the podcast before, when my biological and our mom got divorced, the world was shattered for me in a way, because I had an assumption based off of things that I viewed. And so because I saw husband, wife, I presumed that there was a system that they were following, that, you know, this person, you the dad, you make money, you take care of the family. That's what I've always been told. That is the thing that I assume is going on here. I'm not finna ask, because that's just what I've learned. That's what's supposed to be happening. So I don't correlate all these different things. I'm just like, Mama Sho does work a lot. Like, I don't know why she does that, but she works a lot, you know? And mm-hmm. I know that Mama buys things, but it's coming from whatever stuff they got together kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we're in these moments of understanding, equally yoked, or understanding walking with somebody, or understanding our viewpoint on things, right? The Pharisees mm-hmm. could only view these things legalistically and from this standpoint of any work. So they saw all of the things as work, or, you know, and it's just like, well, even if I didn't cook anything, so say I went and got all the fruits and berries and stuff the day before, you still have to put in an amount of work to eat. It's right. It's not a high effort amount of work, you know, in certain cases, but there's a level there. So maybe you wanted to go out and walk. It's not like the scriptures themselves are not depicting you as saying, hey, lay here, do not move for the entire day.
And I think it's so easy to get stuck in legalism and all of those things. But like I said, this is the living, breathing word of God. It lives. And that's why Bible study is important to me. It's not just about what's on the pages to me, but it's how I can truly live that out in my life. And so this week, I made the conscious choice to live out what I'm studying, this living, breathing word. He didn't just give it to me just to give it to me. He wants me to live it out. And that's why I kind of buried the lead in talking about my week. So my week was a week of, no, girl, you're out of alignment. You've been yoked up to all the wrong things. You need to yoke up to what, to Jesus, to your source. Yoke up to your source so that you can have some true rest. And I will say, so let me ask you a question. What does rest look like for you? What is rest for you?
Rest for me is most times not doing anything that brings up a level of anxiety for me. So, you know, whether it's a show, like even when I'm working in my purpose, like when I'm getting ready for a show, like I'm so zoned in or focused. If I'm doing something for the church, I want this thing to go well. I want it to be whatever. I want it to, like, I just need to disconnect from all of that when I'm resting. And, you know, either go sit in nature, go sit somewhere in a car with God. By sit in nature, let me clarify, because
we just had an episode not too long ago when you told me trying to get me in a haunted house
and it's not happening. Get out of here.
This man told me he would not go camping for 7 days. Go ahead.
So but now he's normally getting in nature or sitting in nature is normally like I go somewhere where I can like sit in my car by the water. Or, you know, just go out somewhere where there's a nice view. Like I might go to a park or something like that. But just somewhere where I can just sit and enjoy the majesty of the Lord our God in terms of these things that he's created. So that is normally rest to me. Sometimes that includes something that has to do with my purpose. So I'll go and write. But like just having the freedom to where I'm just enjoying how God created me to be is rest to me.
And, you know, I've had to struggle and grapple with God's rest and God's peace. Because here's the thing, like the scripture says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So what I have been having to do this week is really evaluate, again, what am I yoked up with? What am I aligned with? If I'm doing what God called me to do, girl, you won't be having all of this stress and all of this turmoil, not to this extent. Like, you need to recenter, you need to focus. And it was crazy to me because my word for 2024 is focus. And so rest for me, true rest for me. And it's crazy that I've conditioned myself to the point where not doing anything feels bad, wrong, icky, yucky. As a matter of fact, I had taken off of work for a couple of days and somebody messaged me on the second day and was like, hey, you know, we have hours. Do you want to come? This is after I've already made an announcement, like, leave me alone. I will not be there. You know, I'm not going to be there. And it took everything in me to be like, no, that's not what God wanted me to do. Let me sit here and let me get some rest. So for me, at this point, I'm still getting myself to the point where I can rest and truly rest. When I do have moments where I'm not scheduled and overbooked, I'm able to, number one, do my Bible study. And I know that should be a part of every Christian's life. When you wake up in the morning, you know, y'all read the word and go on about your day. But I have structured my life in such a way that that's usually not what I do first thing in the morning, real talk. And so today's Bible study and the subject of the Bible study this week really forced me to see where my alignment is and to work on truly letting Jesus be the center of my life. And so for me, true rest has looked like reading my Bible in the morning, not in a rushed place or a rushed pace. The great thing about the Bible app is you can play scriptures, like it can be read to you out loud. So it's something I can do while I'm in the shower. I don't necessarily have to have it in my hand. I can, to help center my day, right? If you're new to the Bible Study Girl podcast, you don't know about this, but I went to a retreat back in 2019, long time ago, and they gave us different techniques that we can use to like center ourselves and ground ourselves. So I use some of those techniques as well when I'm feeling a little anxious, because I do tend to, I'm an overthinker. And I use the, but I have to remind myself to use those techniques to help bring myself back to center. So, yeah, that's the Bible study for today, guys. It is important. You need rest for total body wellness. And the only way really for you to get rest is to center your life and focus your life. Jesus has given us an awesome invitation. Hey, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. We really, I feel like, should be intentional about being well mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, in all aspects of our lives, not just in one aspect. So think about what kind of yokes you subjected yourself to, and then the steps you need to take to get yourself to be free, and free indeed, because Jesus died and got back up so that we can have life and have life more abundantly. And my hope and prayer is that today's Bible study helped you. You got some kind of, I don't know, helpful confirmation or something to push you in the right direction.
Amen. Well, amen. That was a really good one. I have a couple thoughts about the total of your Bible study, just as a member or a listener or participant.
You're a participant. We are Bible studying together.
That's just good word. You know, like even your explanation of it, it's not something I ever would have thought of, because again, the only yolk I think of any time it's ever been mentioned is the egg yolk.
It's the egg. And that is the Christ. Do you know what? Real talk. Like, that is why I love Bible study. And I think this Bible study is truly a reflection of the Bible mm-hmm. studies we will have in the girls. I think about, we were studying the book of James. And the book of James starts out with James telling you, yo, Jesus is my brother. And I remember Tamika being like, yo, I did not know Jesus had siblings. Like, when I think of Jesus, I don't think of, imagine if Jesus was your brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot live up to that, you know? And those are the kind of conversations we will have in Bible study, because I don't think I ever realized that Jesus had siblings either until we sat down and we were in Bible study together. But I think today's Bible study is truly a reflection of what Bible study, because listen, I've already said this before. I study the Bible because I need to know more about it, not because I know everything and I feel like I have all the wisdom to impart to all the people of the world. And I miss being able to do Bible study with people that'll be real open and honest with me. So, yep, the yoke is talking about animals and stuff.
That's crazy.
But I think, and I'm going to say this too, I think it's really important for us to look at who Jesus was talking to. They were very familiar with farming and farming concepts. And so that's why he used that analogy with them. And I also think that's why it's important for us to look at the entire context of scripture and not just pick it up out of context and run with it, but to look at it in its totality and stop making it so, inaccessible, if
That's
you will.
crazy. I'm sorry. I just had I had to go to James immediately, and I was like, "That's I just you don't put the things together because we." Here's the funny thing about Bible study and why I appreciate it, and this is my last big thought.
Did you know Jesus had brothers and sisters? Or brothers for sure.
I knew that they. I did know that, but I didn't know James was one of them. And the reason being is because we translate things to our understanding. So much like we say at the beginning of the podcast, we're not just brother and sister in Christ, because you have to give that distinction because of how we talk about it, or because of how we talk about it in church. And I would never have assumed that when he's saying that, he's like, no. That's my brother. Like, we have the same mother. Like, she didn't just stay an immaculate conceiving virgin. Like,
No,
Joseph
that's my brother.
was like, oh yeah, we good now. Like, Lord, are these kids my kids? But we also, I think, sometimes. Anyway, that it's just we don't really understand those translations. And I'm thankful for Bible study because there are so many things where it's just like, oh. And I'll bring it up for the millionth time. Bible study is what allowed me to know that all the times in the Bible that God is mad with us, he says that he's mad with us. He was not mad with us during the Tower of Babel. There was something else that was going on. And you don't know that if you're not actually paying attention to the context, actually paying attention to everything that's being set up. So we definitely 100% appreciate you for breaking those things down and giving us both some time to kind of really dig into the word in a way that our maturity, the experiences that we have, illuminates things even brighter for us. Where the childlike innocence made us, God is our superhero. God is, the biggest thing in the world. He is a comforter. He is our father. He is, a protector. And now it's like, you are so much more than even those things that I imagined as a child, and I'm thankful that we did this. I'm hoping
I
that you
am too.
guys will, oh, wait,
And
what?
let me say this, brother. When you proposed us doing the Bible studies at the beginning of the year, I felt very intimidated because it's a big assignment. There's no, I'm not reading from like a Bible, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is truly like, what scriptures is God leading you to? And you need to study this. I've had no problem in the past being a part of my Bible study group because I didn't have to figure out the material on my own. Not really. Like, there are questions in the book that guide me. And I did have to think. I'm not gonna lie. I did have to think. And like, Beth Moore, she makes you work for it. She doesn't spoon feed it to you at all. But it's organized, it's structured. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to really sit with, you don't really have to sit and like trust what he's telling you. And so this has been an exercise in trust for me. God, I trust you, and I'm trusting you with this Bible study journey and with my entire life. So,
Yeah, and trust me, it was only God, because when we were thinking of new ideas, it just kind of, he was just like, this. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm see what it is. Not knowing that days before, my sister was like, it might be time to
I'm
close
over
the doors of the
it. Our clothes.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for staying with us for the entire podcast.
I also want to say too, brother, that's why, I have been an advocate for not looking at the numbers. I don't want to know how many people are listening every week. Like, that's not my business. But actually, it is my business. And that's why I'm being more intentional about pushing the podcast because he's given me the assignment, right? I need to take his yoke upon me and push past what's comfortable for me because he's got it. But I need to be obedient and do what he told me to do. So I need to be more proactive. And I will not lie and say, you and I have been yoked in this podcast together. And I've wanted to rely on you to do the pushing, but that ain't what he told me. Like, I have to get out there. I have to push. So thank you for your patience.
No, thank you, man.
Bible
Thank you just for doing
study
so.
girl family. We're here to do God's work, God's way.
Ooh, bars. And y'all know that as we're doing God's work, God's way, it's not just you. It's not just I. But we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.